Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I believe we're five lines up from the bottom on 28B. Amar Yehuda, or right before that, Kigoy Mal. So we're talking over here about what type of ailment in the eye would allow one to transgress Shabbos, or to heal it. Kigoy Mal, that's the Gemara's opening question. Amar Yehuda, Kigoy Rira, Dita Dhamma. You have discharge, if you have Dita, some type of shooting pain, Dhamma, blood coming out, even also too much tearing. There's the Kidka. The Kidka rashes, it's hot, it's warm, maybe it's a fever, inflammation, okay. It's Kilas Ukhla. And this is at the beginning of the illness. These pains. La fuke soif ochlo, where it's at the end of the ailment, so now it's ready, the swelling, I guess, is going down. Psuche eina. Or psuche eina, that it's, you're going to improve your vision. And that you cannot do. The love. Number of Yehuda's vura, the bee sting, the hornet, okay, the charze, some type of, puncture. Silo, another type of thorn, the simta, the chayv le'ena, these other pains, the eye, the asi iluya. So, the asi iluya ishta.
Fever.
Okay, another thing. Kuhu, all these ailments, bene bani sakanta. All these ailments going to the bathhouse would be a sakana. Kama lakama, radish is good for the fever. It's good for when you're hot. Silka latsina. And silka beet are good when you're cold. Chilufa, but if you do the opposite, the inverse, then sakanta. Kamimi laakrava. You want to have a warm compress for the scorpion. Ukrili zibura. Something cold on a bee sting. The hornet. Chilufa, but if you do the inverse, sakanta. Kamimi lisilo. You want to apply something warm. When it's a silo, when it's a puncture, what was that again? A thorn. Ukriri, turning the page, machasap penisa, for something on your face, some type of rash on the face. Ukrilufa, and if you do the inverse, sakanta. Chala, you want to use vinegar, the siburi, when you take out the bloodletting. Umonini, lesanisa, and small fish for after a kindness. Ukrilufa, and the inverse, sakanta, that would be a sakanta. Tachli is a crest, we said. Bibura sakanta. If you're gonna have that with bloodletting, that's no good.
Before.
Ishta usiburu, you have a fever and you have the bloodletting, that's sakanta. Ka if ena usiburi sakanta. In other words, if you have an eye ailment and you get bloodletting, that's no good. Sheni lidag dam. So Rashi says, in hekiz dam hayoyim, second line down, Rashi, oifel dagim lemocher. If you have your bloodletting today, so you want to eat the fish tomorrow. Sheni ledam dag. In the second day of dam, you want to have the fish. Shlishi loyd, the third day already, that is sakanta. Tanabonin, hamekiz dam lo yekol chagvash, which is a simen. Loikolov, when you're bloodletting, don't eat the following items. Not milk, lokvina, cheese, lobitom, not onions, or chol, the crest. And all called the eater on Rabbi, nicely, we've also the chola, page of revius of vinegar, we've also the chama, revius of wine, and Ravinu mix it together, hadidali, and this shame drink it, the same but now when you relieve yourself, lo mefana el le mizrach shalir, you should relieve yourself to the east of the city, the kasha recha, to bad the smell, and therefore you do it towards the east, so then the wind will carry it away. Because the western wind carries that away. Malin unkali b'shabbos. You can heal the unkali b'shabbos. Malin unkali, what's that? I'm Rabbi Abba. Is sumcha deliba. Rashi says, dofne basa shataka talib utarshasa. Okay, so something with the heart. The shachrinach nuch shakeneged halev shakur nivlo from shenichnach l'sadat snin u'ma'akavet ha'nashim u'zeh later. This is something that's affecting his breathing, potentially. Maya susa, how do you heal this issue? Maisi kimona. Kruya, you take a fifth worth, the ninya, mint maybe, ganda, the other type of grass.
Cumin.
Okay, you take cumin, a fifth worth of cumin.
Cumin.
Cumin, that's it. The ninya, the mint, not right, nanasi, Vaganda, some type of grass, it's sorry, something else. Davata, and another Aza, it's a, okay, the Leva of the Chamra. And then you have it with wine. Drink this all with wine. It's in the Vidayan Safa of the Nosh. Hey, wine, it brings joy to the heart of man. That will heal your heart. The Rucha b'maya. What this Rasha is, l'shachafa shenachas ruach, yishe'elu b'maya. And if you're having, what, some type of fever? Shachafa, whatever shachafa is.
Yeah, you can't breathe.
You can't breathe, okay.
Asthma.
Okay, so then you do it with water. The kuda b'shichra. The kuda, woman that's having birthing pains, so you do it with water. Sinech b'chada al-shichma. The shichma is like, I guess, shichra. That's similar to the word of it. The Bach Reder Abba, he mixed it all together, he ground it all together. The Shakalay, Malay Chameshas, Vasay, the Shakilay. He took a full hand worth and then he drank it. The Ashi Shakal called Padal Had Lahudi, each one separately. The Shakal Malay Itzpe, he took each one on a finger. Rivsi. Taisha says we don't do it anymore. It's outdated. It's outdated. Taisha, where's the Taisha? In my cousin, maybe, or somewhere. This is outdated. These are outdated medicines.
It's much like the talk about before after the time that you eat small fish.
Yeah. You can say that it was then.
Right. So I don't know
if
you
carved out from the time. Yeah, that could be that. Yeah, right.
Yeah. We don't really know where all these things are, so we don't believe that. The Chavisur said that the Sanach had, the Sanach brothers are Syrian, because also we're not sure about what all these things are. So
So you're saying yesterday, maybe because it's teaching you that in life, it's not just about the ruchnias and everything else. You have to care about your body also. It's very important. It all shows us how they care about their body. Huh? Yeah, this is what they have. They're practical. They're being practical. It worked. And
does this mean that we have to take
vaccines? Maybe that's not good for your health. Okay. I want to Papa. I know of the lechol hani. I did all of these. Lois said didn't heal. Normally, I was until an Arab came and told me I see kuzah chalitz. I take a new barrel. Umal Yamayas filled with water, the rummy bay tarvasa, and put a tarvada. What? Spoonful. Dusha. Tarvada is right. Rashi says mole kap. A spoonful. Ladle. A ladle of dusha of the honey, the tully la de kokavi, that was left, I guess, or under the skies, under the stars. Umachar ishti. And then the next day you drink it. Avi hafa, you talk to you, then it works. Tan rabban. Shijis bar marafna sachayla. Six things. Heal the ill person. Mechalyo, verifoas, and rufua. Elohim, krug, the cabbage, the targum, beef, make season, something that you, what is this?
Heavy world.
Okay. Yvesha, which gets dried out. The kevas.
More of an animal.
Okay. The heres, the oseris hakovin. Different animal parts.
What is the kevah?
One of the stomachs.
Yeah.
One of the stomachs of the some say eating small fish. Yes, small fish, the way to go. Herring, sardine, same thing. And they have the least amount of mercury. So that's okay.
How do they translate your Yosera sarcophate?
Oh, yeah.
How do they translate your Yosera sarcophate? Is your Yosera HaKavod the pancreas? How do they translate that?
Oh, Yosera HaKavod, he wants to know what that is. Yosera HaKavod. Sounds like the pancreas.
The lobe of the liver.
Oh, it's the lobe of the liver. It's not the pancreas. No, the pancreas sits on the liver. No?
Yosera HaKavod is the diaphragm.
Okay, the diaphragm.
You know for
percussion. Oh, so Yosera HaKavod is the diaphragm? Is that the way they translate it?
The diaphragm of the lobe of the liver, the different options over here.
A different, okay.
Sorry. Yeah. 10 things will bring the ill person back to his state.
More severe. It'll be worse. This new illness will be even worse than the first.
Elohim, how Eichel Buster Shor Shuman, Buster Tli, Buster Tziporim. There are all these, basically, steaks. Bei Tluya, the egg, the roasted egg, the Shcholim, the crest, the Taglacha. This is Magei Lahalacha, Taglacha, because in my Katan, it talks about who's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. There's a discussion in the Rishonim whether or not a person who is ill on right before Yom Tov, he is now allowed to get a haircut. Yeah, they have all these different, but the Rishonim talk about ill persons. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. Taisus has a suffix, whether a person who's ill is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, meaning he was ill before Yom Tov started. So you see the Taglach, no, so the Rajba, I think the Jewish Rajba brings a Raya from over here, not from over here, it's more in Brachos also, it should be. Yeah, it's also Gemara and Brachos. That this is detrimental to the person who's ill. So the Imamish couldn't, he's a real onion. He was a real onion.
So he could not take
any. He's uncomfortable, whatever. So it's a Rajba bring that you see from over here that it's detrimental to the person.
How much time
do you have to
wait
to be able to say? Oh, yeah, right. Or say the haircut, right? Well, it says that he's still ill. But I'm saying we're defining him as a chayla. He's still a chayla. He's still a quote chayla. Once he's healed, then he's good. Yeah. No, but es ha-chayla, not master is ha-adam, master is ha-chayla.
Or
Don't eat the liver. Cheese, liver, bathhouse. The Isharim Akha Goyzin, walnuts, the Isharim Akha Shuin. Cucumbers. Tanad Vere of Yishma, Lonikr Shman, Shuin, Station, Kashi, Lachalduva, Shaladam, Hikarovitz, like swords, like daggers. Watch out for the cucumbers.
Remember when we ate cucumbers
in the Mitzrayim?
They were great.
This is going back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that you cannot get a haircut from the Aspen. Kan Rabbanan, Yisrael Mitzrayim, they call him Roa Demare. Yisrael, who, hey, he's getting the haircut from the Ovid Yisrael, he has to take a look at the mirror. The Kabim Sabin Yisrael, the Ovid Yisrael that the Jew is giving a haircut to, even Shagim with Glorisa, once he reaches the ponytail, Shem it as Yadav. And he shouldn't cut too close to that ponytail because he wants to leave it, he wants to leave space around it. The Jew. That's the front. Oh, it's the head like this. Okay, Omer Mar, Yisrael, a Mesafer, it can call him Rav Mara. If he dumb, what would be the case if you got to look in a mirror? Iber Shisha Robin, it's a public domain. Normally Mara, so what do you need a Mara for? Iber Shisha Yachid, if he's in the private area, Kiroa, my Havel. What's it going to help? He's in private. The guy's going to do whatever he wants anyway. He has a Mara, he's looking in the mirror. Mischazi Kalim Choshev, so he appears to get on the Choshev. Sounds like only an Adam Kosher would look in a mirror. So that the fact that he's an Adam Kosher is going to be scared to do anything to him. That's what he's doing before. Right, he's got to look in the mirror. That's it. But someone who's looking in the mirror, oh, he's an Adam Kosher. Now everyone's an Adam Kosher.
He's
an
Adam Kosher because he looks in the mirror when he gets.
Yeah. He wants to be perfect.
Right.
It sounds like if you're not, the masses didn't look in the mirror when they got a haircut. They just got a haircut. Like, the masses, the common folk.
You don't look in the mirror when you get a haircut?
Wait a minute. You mean because you get a haircut?
Yeah. And then this is based on what we had before. Those people who had connections with the government, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avoh, right, they were nervous to do anything to them because they didn't want to get in trouble.
Unless, and the story, a big fellow came to America and he was at a hotel, I think it was, and he, as a Jew, he was looking in the mirror. He never looked in the mirror.
Never saw himself. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan, I think.
That man is a Hashem.
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
What?
I think Rabbi Yochanan, I heard that story.
Okay.
Yeah. Rechana Bar Bizna having Rechana Bar Bizna having misaper me obi kechavim. The shulin arhada. Yeah, that's what he do. So it's in public. I mean, he held that has a status of public. There are people going back and forth. Amalei chana yai kuech lezuga. So who told him this? The guy who's giving him the haircut.
Yeah.
He says, if I don't, you know, your throat looks good for the scissors.
Amar the razor.
The razor. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just giving you a little heads up. Amar Tasty Lee.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. I think you have to give him a good meal first, huh? The mafia. You have to first give him a good meal before you. Oh, that's how they do it?
I think they
did
that to the
bush.
Don't they give him a good meal first and then they can. And then they... Oh, that's in jail? Not the mafia? No? Not a fine.
Yeah.
Barber chair. Okay. Be careful in the barber chair. Okay, so Tasty Lee, I'll be at the Rav Meir, because I was over on Rav Meir. We saw in the Mishnah again that this was the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. Rav Meir held that Mustafa Machamachim, Machamim said only in Rav Rabbis. Other Rabbim Layover. So he says, alright, maybe I was over on Rav Meir. But it wasn't over on the Rabbanah. So Amr Dom Rabbanah Shnei Rabbanah Shnei Yochanan Yomer. They didn't say Shnei Yochanan is the problem. We saw Bar no, because the problem was over here that he held Shul Din Arzov even the Shnei Yochanan Kirsten Rabban Damu. Right. So he held that that's full of Rishon Rabban. So that's why he felt that he had a hefet.
Very interesting though that it was not a common like that.
Yes.
A razor at your throat because it's shaming you.
Yeah.
Is it a
concept?
I mean, it's a
concept.
Sure,
no,
I was curious to do it.
Even if it's a rabbi.
Yeah.
No, because that's not a
zakana. No, it is not. If it's a zakana.
No, because it sounds like he held it that this shouldn't have happened, right? And he was in the pub, he was in the Shusha Rabbin, so this guy.
He didn't say Shabbat, but you didn't have a razor to spoke, and he tells him, hey, this
right.
is good for the
but, he's in the Shusha Rabbin.
So it's weak.
Yeah, he understood that it was Minash Ramayim, like this wasn't normal. That's what he understood, it's not normal. Why would
he? Yeah,
I'm just telling you, you gotta be careful. I'm just warning you. You can't look in the mirror. Yeah, Hasidim don't show up. A certain Hasidim are mocked enough to have mirrors in the house. Very cool, no?
Yeah.
Ran over here brings down that in a place where you where men utilize mirrors, it's no longer the Yuvah Shever.
It's a place where there are no hicks to use mirrors, it's not called the Zilbash anymore.
Right.
That gets into the whole discussion, Zilbash, how far to take it, right? Because if it becomes the Minuk, then it's not like Zilbash anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Slippery slope.
They're from a place that they don't have mirrors. They went through a rabbit and broke all the mirrors.
They know it's better for them.
They won't use the rabbit. They went into the past.
Yeah, yeah, only with the
correct.
Right, they use the mirrors. The women. The women, the women. Right. Right, well, they didn't think about that one, yeah. 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 The comma, the how much room do you have to give around the blurus? Oh, Malchaya and Malcha. The comma, Amr Malchaya, Amr Vada Barava Shlosha, it's boys called Ruach Ruach. Three it's boys, three finger breaths in all every direction. And now we get now we have our Gemara we have many times.
Yeah.
Who says what? Amr Chanin Reder Vika.
Whoa. Why aren't you allowed to do this?
Because we were saying, because the Jewish is Bava Dizara. The Bluris is Bava Dizara. You don't want to be the one who's creating. Fixing it up. You're the one who's, yeah.
By leaving
more
around you.
No, wait a second. No, what you're not. Is there, what is there does the Goy violate by being Megadol Bluris?
Now, it's not me. I'm not doing it. He cuts afterwards. That's his business. I'm not gonna perform it.
I'm not following.
What, you didn't cut it? Right up into. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
But wait a second. What is it? The first let's figure. What is it? Does the guy get?
Oh, it's gonna be some type of Durabanan, right? It's not gonna be a. Right. What issue is there on him having the blurus lechvoid avodazara? It's gonna be a Durabanan, right. You'd imagine. This is not. It's not a krivus, it's a krivus or anything like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amar Chanin and Breder of Ika, Shpud Shvachai Zumai. You have these different cases in various Gemara. Shpud by Mesechus Be'er, Rashi says, and Shvachai is Suvis. Rashi goes through some of these cases, what they are. Shvachai. Shvachai. Smachai. Smachai. Okay, the Gumai, and the case of Gumai. Rashi brings from these different cases. Rav Malchav, so that's all Rav Malchav who said it. Bluris, which is us, Afer Makla, and Gavina, that's Rav Malchaya, which we'll have coming up. Rav Malchaya, okay. Amar Rav Papa, Masnisa, Nu Masnisa, Rav Malchaya. If you have the Mishnah and the Braisa, then you know it's Rav Malchaya. Shmaita, if it's just the Amora that is quoting it, it's Rav Malchav. The Simna, and what's the Simin?
Yeah.
Okay, Malkiya. Yeah. I'm not sure. Malkiya. Okay. Yisimna, Masnisa, Malkasa. Masnisa is Malkasa. That's king. My Binah, you can have Shvachos. You take a look at the Rashi. He explains, because in the case of Shvachos, let's take a look at the Rashi. Even at Shvachos, Aikir Chanina, Kerev Malkiyo, Rav Papa, Kerev Malkaya, Umayel, Efer Makla, Kerev Malko, the Hanach Plus Shvud, Efer Makla, Gumas Shmaisaninu. Those are all from Amoroim. Lo amasisim kind of not going on a mishnah. Shvachos, Amar Malchaya, Halach Kerav Eliezer, the mishnah saying, "Afu lechnisa lo mei shvachos kofel lasa v'temer." Like we had in Ksuvis, even if a woman brings in 100 shvachos, she's got to do something, otherwise it's going to lead to sheimum. Right. So now going back to the end of the Rashi tells us, "Adonai samudi ikav ne'ah shvachos, anokat shvachos ze'efer makla amilso de Malchaya the itnach be a repapa simin nakat." Right. So really, efer makla is the same thing. That's where we're saying. There is another case of it's going on a Mishnah, and it's being quoted as being Rav Malchaya, and according to the first opinion, it was Rav Malchio. Okay, Amud Bey, Mishnah. So before we start the Mishnah, we should just to discuss a little bit. We're going to now get into Yayin Esek. So first of all, we have the. You should mention the first point is the Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. In the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam, I think we mentioned this on Dasyid Aleph, that the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah, Kuf Sadi Dalav, and Loisa says, he's here no milushvah Yayin Esech. It's an independent mitzvah not to drink Yayin Esech. And he brings our Gemara, Asher, which we're going to see the source for this, because the Gemara itself is going to ask what the source for Isra Hanah by Yayin Esech is, and he has various riots. But the Ramban, over here on the Asagas in the Sefer HaMitzvot, he disagrees and says that Yayin Esek is not any different than any other Tekruvus Avod Zara, which is all part, one heading of anything which is Tekruvus is going to be Asur. The same thing as if it's a Behema that you bring it for Avod Zara, that's going to be Asur. It's not going to be any different. And the way he explains it, the Rambam learns that there's two Lavin that you have that you get malchus for yayin nefesh. One is lo yidvak yodchem u'men acherem, which is a lav, lo yidvak yodchem u'ma. And number two, you have lo sabi ko'ev el beisecha. Ramban says, no, that's not talking about the kruvus of Adizara. Those sukkim are talking about the Adizara itself. So Ramban, as we'll see, is going to learn based on the sukkim and our Gemara that it's really going to be based on halacha mesh mitzinai of some kind. It's not going to actually be a pasuk, an overt pasuk that's going to offer yayin nefesh. But the Rambam holds that it will be a pasuk, and he says elsewhere that you're going to get malchus for. He doesn't say that over here, and I don't know if he says it over here, but he says it definitely in the halachas, that you'll get malchus for drinking yayin nefesh. You have the Rambam who holds that you have two sukkim.
It's two sukkim, and so he has one. He has it once in Mahalas Asuris as a separate lot. Yishtu yayin nesicha from Parshas Hazino.
Right.
And he also
right.
brings it down in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, but he brings down the Mahalas
right.
Asuris
right.
to get
yeah,
Malchus,
right.
even B'mashahu. That's what's so startling.
Right, I'm saying over there, there's no lav, but the problem is there's no lav there. You wouldn't get Malchus for it.
Yes, but for yayin nesicha, he
says you will. Yes, the Rambam says elsewhere that you're going to get malchus for these two sukkim, the yidvak, the yotzim luma, and lo sabi ko'ev el beisecha. And the Ramban taina is that those things are only talking about avodah zarah itself.
And he
says, the Rambam. Oh, he holds yayin separate because of this
separate law.
He holds
it separate.
Why? Because of avodah zarah. The Rambam also holds that the separate mitzvah. Yayin nefesh. Yeah, as we see coming up. As we see coming up in the Gemara. That's sukkim.
Drinking
Ayin Nefesh.
Right,
but it's going to look odd.
According to Ramban, it's what? That's what you mean?
Right, but you're not going to get malchus for the pasuk of Yayin Nefesh. That's the point.
Right.
Ramban holds Yayin Nefesh, right. There's really two points. First of all, you have a separate mitzvah,
right.
And in addition to that, you get malchus.
Right.
So the Rambam says you do get malchus for two sukkim. And the Ramban says, no, those sukkim don't apply to Kruvus Avodah Zarah. It's talking about the Avodah Zarah itself, being named from Avodah Zarah itself. Shti or Hano. That's the Gemara's going to get into, the Hano. No, it's going to be Hano also. Le Yidvak Yelcha is Hano. That's definitely going to be Hano also. Le Yidvak Yelcha means you can't have any Hano. So that's the first issue. The second issue we're going to discuss, which we'll see coming up throughout the parak really, is a big machlokes rishonim here, why it is that there's a concept of stam yenam. Because we have yayin nesach, which means that you know that the ovik echavim pour the yayin, the shem of avodah zarah. It's literally tekruvus avodah zarah. Then you have our mission, which is also going to get into stam yenam. Now stam yenam, the Gemara later tells us, means stam yenam means that it's seemingly that it's owned by a god. We'll see.
I don't know if he did anything with it.
I have no idea. It's just his ownership. He owned, the guy owned Yayin, that's called Stam Yenam. It's now Usher, and it's even Usher Bahano. There's really two levels, though. There's Usher to drink it, and it's Usher Bahano. So Gemara later says it's Usher to drink it because of the Gzera that you're going to potentially intermarriage issue. You're going to get too close with him, and then you're going to end up marrying his daughter. That's the Gemara later. That's the issue with drinking. But what does that have to do with Hano? No. Sam Yen is not a Duraisa. Sam Yen is Durabanan. Sam Yen is just wine. There's nothing wrong with it.
What makes
them? It sounds like it's ownership. That's what I'm saying. I think it has to do with ownership.
Well,
he owns it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a question because it's sealed. Can you go into a non Jewish liquor store and buy a bottle of wine? It's at least a shayla. It's not nothing. Yeah, at least a shayla. You didn't know what's the difference. What does it do with being kosher? What does kosher wine mean? Kosher wine, what do you mean? It's great. The other is kosher. That's the more modern day concern. This is not what they were handling back then. They're not handling what ingredients they put in. Wine is kosher. It's wine. It's great. No, that's what I'm saying. It's two levels. Like, first of all, it's Sam Yenam because you're going to come to marry his daughter. It has nothing to do with the wine itself. That's one. Now the question is, why is there an Isser Hanok? We'll see in the Mishnah. So now the Mishnah have a whole discussion about this. The Ran here says that really it should not be Isser Hanok. He quotes the Ramban as saying because it's very unlikely that he's going to pour the wine of Avodah Zarah and then give it to you. Because once he pours the Avodah Zarah, he's not going to want to give it to a Jew. That's the Ramban's story. He might use it himself. He'll use it for the God. He's not going to give it to a Jew. That's the Ramban's for. He won't do it. Factual. That was the minimum. They did not give their Yayin Nesach to Jews. They didn't give it out. So if that's the case, so why is there an Isser Hana? So the Ran therefore says that this whole thing is a Gzeira, because since there's this concept of Yayin Nesach, which we know is awesome in Atayra, even Bahana, so if we're going to Matir, Sam Yenam, Bahana, people are going to get confused. They're going to think, oh, if I could drink Sam Yenam, if I could be Nene from Sam Yenam, so maybe I could be Nene from Yayin Nesach. That's the concern. And you have other Nahalkim in the Rishayim, such as, let's say, the Rajba and Teres Abayas, who says there were two levels to the Zera. First, it was only on Shtia. First, it was a Chatnas issue. Later on, they got wind that the Goyim were really pouring Labad Azar, they're pouring their wine Labad Azar, and giving it to Yid, not like this Rambam. But it became a concern later in history. It was not at the same time. That's the Rajba. Then we have some other Mahalkim, the Ritzvah says, and it's like in the right depiction, which is a little similar to the Ram. And finally, we have which we're going to see in the Rashi probably, is that there actually is a concern that he's going to pour Labad Azar and give it to you, which is similar to this Rashi. So basically, when it all comes together, the two basic camps are going to be, is there an active concern that the guy poured this wine Labad Azar and gave it to you, and you now are possibly holding the Yayin Nesach, or the whole thing like the Rana is really a Gzeira, or like the Rizvah, the Kendo Raisa Fikun. It's not, we're not really concerned that he poured Labad Azar. So that's the basic issue we're going to get at.
When you pour wine,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, maybe the whole bottle might be up. I mean, you're taking a bottle and pouring. Maybe the whole bottle now is up.
Yeah.
Pour it into a basin.
Yeah.
Might have a status of it. Maybe into a basin, and he takes the basin and he brings it up. So that's the Ramba. Well, it's not Kain Tanim. No, that's Kain Tanim, because you're pouring it. That's enough Kain Tanim.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. All right. Give it to the Golof, and now the Golof's going to go and sell it on the market. Something like that. Okay, so now let's see the Mishnah. In light of that, let's see the Mishnah and the Rashi, and we'll see how the Rashi's indication of the Rashi. It was born so Ozzy can cause Masur and Bishur Nisra Hanok. These things of the Akum is Osir and the Isra Nisra Hanok. As opposed to a later Mishnah, we'll see, are not going to be Osir Hanok. A Yayin. Again, you see the Mishnah of Sam Yenah, something about Yayin Nesach. It says, is this shell of a Dikin Chazim? Sounds like it's ownership.
So, I know that's not just a Hila, you can't even use it for.
Nothing, yeah.
You can't sell it.
Can't sell it, can't be none at all, right? So again, you walk into the non-Jewish winery, or whatever, even if he has, right, kosher wine, you have to, it's at least a Shiloh, why are you allowed to buy the wine from me? Sealed, whatever, why does that help? It's still a Chatnas issue, potentially.
Okay, if you buy. One of the
changes
of wine from the
Jewish
winery that's never been touched.
I'll
let it sell it
in transit. Right, I mean, like you could.
Right.
They do. Yeah, but the question is what? Yeah, that's what will come out. According to this, if once the guy owns the wine, it now becomes us, and it becomes us to Bahana. Right. We haven't gotten involved with the seals yet, and where it came.
Right.
That's what it would sound like, yeah. Yeah. Even the vinegar. We'll have to see why that is. Because it's only a case of vinegar where it started off as wine. And as Rashi explains here in the top, it was in the hands of the guy. The point is that this is not going to include a case where the guy sold the vinegar as vinegar He bought vinegar from a Jew. It was already vinegar by the time when he purchased it. A Jew made wine. It turned into vinegar. And then he sold it to the guy. Now it's not Aser Bahana. The low mitzvah Bahana, which the Rashash is aiming on, it's master that it's still Aser B'shtia. The time of Aser Bahana, Mishum the Dilma Naskehu. Because the reason, you see, Rashi knows what the reason is. The reason it's Aser Bahana is because maybe he poured it out with a Nizara. Not like the Ram that it's like some type of Zeder. It sounds like I'm really concerned with that. The claim is Lemon Naskehu. And vinegar, he doesn't pour out. That he doesn't do for Labad Azar. So the Rashash seems to talk about it over here, and we'll see coming up different other cases that we have. Yayin Mevushal, different cases where there's seemingly no Isser Hana, but Rashi makes a point of saying it's not Isser Bahana. Well, Rashi could have said it's not Isser Bechlal. So that the Rashash wants to say that Rashi may hold that some of these things are still going to be Isser B'Shia. We'll have to see why. The whole Isser of Isser B'Shia is Chatnas. I mean, is it really a concern? You're going to go to the guy's house. You're going to have a cup of vinegar with him, and then you're going to marry his daughter. Hard to understand that. Why would that be?
No,
that's going to lead to the next. Like we have, we're going to see more later on with the oil and the bread. That's going to lead to the wine, and then once you get the wine, you're intoxicated, and then the rest of it.
Why?
Because they once it had the iser on it, once it had a shem iser, he bought it from the Jew as wine. The guy now owns wine. That wine is also. The fact that it turns into vinegar, and we don't say panu chadashim. It's the same substance. Once it has this label of Yainas, it has the label of Yainas, it's Sham Yain. You don't say Panah Hadashim. No, but again, once it has the Shem Nisr on it,
it was
also. When he bought it, it was Yain. So at that point, it has the status of Sham Yain, and it's also Bahana. Finish. Right. It's the same piece of meat, right? Vesceres Hadriani. The Vesceres Hadriani, Rashi explains that they used to soak the cheres into the country. They used to do it for the go out in battle, and they can reconstitute. Instant coffee, instant wine. Yeah. The Irish Levuvin, Rashi says they used to tear open by the heart of the animal, take out the heart, the whole procedure there. Or ritual. Yeah. That's just amazing. I'm sure we'll end with one check character like, oh, if it's circular, ovular, then it's also. Moshuch, if it's cold, it's not in that shape, then it's mutter. Bonsar, enough of the Gekhoven. A meat that comes into the temple, mutter. If it's going on the way in, if you catch it on the way in, you get a piece of meat on the way in, it's mutter. Yesterday, usher. As we'll see, because there's no din of being machdish as an Avodah Zarah, right? I think we had that. Well, assuming it's kosher meat. They ordered kosher meat. They got stopped. Went up to the temple. So on the way in, even though it was consecrated, so to speak, that's meaningless. There's no din of consecration. There's no din of mukta by going that we had. A yankin's on the way out.
What's on the way out? Did they offer it to the Mizbeach? To the Chavim or not? What's a yankin say?
Again, which point?
How could it be tachrivus if it's still tack?
What do you mean? But the basar aniklas or the basar yaitse?
The basar aniklas. You say your yaitse is awesome. Well, what did they do? Rashi says
no, they were makrivim.
So if they were makrivim,
right? Because they were. No, the makrivim doesn't have to be. Why does that have to be burnt? Why does that have to all be burnt?
How were they makrivim?
Yeah, we have a. I don't know. They put the emurim on. They took out the flesh. I don't know. They took out the stomach, and they were mocker of the stomach. The rest of the animal now is the status of tachrivus. I mean, just like a shlomim or anything else. There's parts of it that are edible. But yotze also,
Okay. In other words, if they offer an entire animal, and they just
right, because by B'nai Noach we say they only have oilei. Right, but that's from our perspective. They don't hold they only have oilei.
Right.
Yeah. We hold they only have oilei, but they don't agree with that. They're chayli. On their bummers also, right?
I think
they can only bring
oil. I always thought the Kravis, and I guess I'm wrong. I always thought the Kravis is only on the actual item that they burnt in front of them.
But not in their temples, Avodah Zarah. That's Zarah.
Right.
Yeah. I think so.
Very interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no concept of a shlomim. Yeah. I don't think so. It's not a shlomim then. It's something else. I don't know what it is. I don't think so. I'm not sure. Okay, Halachim the Tarfus. He's going to Tarfus.
It's not a kosher shlomim.
Yes, and what is? All right, it's anything. I mean, let him go be makar of a deer. Is that going to have the status of a carbon, Lashem? Well, we don't bring deer as a carbon. Carbon to whom?
It's not a carbon of a deer. It's a carbon to a deer.
Okay, I don't know what that is exactly. All right, might not be about Izara. Okay, maybe it's not about Izara. But... Right. Yeah. Hahokhim the Tarfus, those who go, they're on their way to Mecca. Also, lots of Zimayan. So you can't do business with them. Actually, it's probably not a good example because they're not about Izara. But okay, they're on their way to the temple. So it's also to do business. This we had before.
This is the Mishnah Yudah. Right. Listen, from I guess that's the word tarfas maybe.
Hold on, David. I'm sorry to interrupt you. In the Beserus HaShas, in the Ois Beis, they say to look at Tosis Lakavan, that one Beis and Beis. Do you see that? I don't know if it's Yogam or So over there says, I just looked at it. It's very interesting because over here it says Kizit Chei Beisim. It says So what's Kit?
Right.
So Tosis over there says as follows, that it's talking about this is not here. Haticha shel basar she'eino yisavuah. If they over to come out,
right.
Ela shemevia doron v'nicha d'ktani.
Are you saying that Tosfos later says that it says over here kizdim kei meisim because they didn't? You're saying they weren't actually makrivit.
See, he brought it as a
right. Tosfos later says because if you look at the line before we just passed over the kizdim kei meisim that fuck.
Right.
It's not mamish kei meisim. The question would be why is it not actual kizdim kei meisim? It is. It's literally avodah zara. It's akaruth right. Avodah zara. The answer is to bring a Tosfos later on along with Beis and Chris Strauss's Messiah that it's not actually that because they would bring it in. As he's saying, they bring it out as a whole animal. It wasn't really a nikrav at all. That will be coming up.
So that makes sense. Okay, now we got it. Okay.
Good. Okay, shkreich. Ha-holchim l'tarfas osu l'osos iman. We had before, you can't do business with them. That's osu l'maida issue, or we had potentially l'fnei iver, the issues we had in the first pair. Aboyin mutarn. Those who are coming, then it's mutar. They're on their way back. So he's not going to bring it l'avad azar. He's not going to be osu l'maida. He's on his way back. A lot of these things we're going to discuss more in the Gemara's coming up. The pouches, the kankaneim, made of skins, made of cheres, the yayin shall Yisrael konas b'hen, the yayin, the Jewish owned wine in it, asurin, still asur, b'surin isur hana, it's asur b'hana. The Bir of Meir, ha'mayim ain't isur isur hana. No, these pouches, even though the pouches are owned by the non-Jew, are owned by the Akum, since the wine is owned by the Jew, so it's going to be mutter. Again, it's not going to be mutter. So we'll see again. A lot of these things will be the Gemara is going to discuss. Hakartzanim v'azagin, the chartzanim and the zagin, the peels and the pits of the grapes. So you have wine that's in there, that's absorbed in there. Shel akum asurim yisurin isur hanav divrei beir. Again, that's asur hanav. Amayim lachin if it's moist, which is Rashi says is 12 months yivation. Asurim yivation. If it's dried out, then it's mutarin. Hamuriyah. This is fish fat, peanut, space, yucky.
Why?
Why if it's dried out? It's still there.
No, but
they need evaporated.
It's not wine anymore. It's before wine. This is just the pulp or whatever, the shells.
No. We'll see in the Gemara coming up. They would put the wine. When does the wine become yain astam yainum? The Gemara is later on. I can talk about when it's ready. They're pressing it. When they're in the vat, it's in the vat, it's in the pit, the bar. Yeah. We'll see the Gemara later on. When exactly does it get the Shem Stam Yenim? It's very early on in the production. So it's going to be sitting in a big vat with grape peels and pits, and that's going to have a din of Stam Yenim because it's in the vat. And that's going to be absorbing. Yeah, we'll see that coming up.
Okay.
In the Nun.
Coming to trash.
Stay tuned. Another 20 blood or so. Yeah, so again, we're saying over here about the umuryas is a fish fat ukvinas based on yaki shalot gechavim. And then you have the cheese that come from these places. Rashi explains it's a certain name of a certain hamlet, but other ukvinas would be mutter. Again, we'll see this in the Gemara coming up. Asurim yisurin isra another merach hamayim any yisurin isra no talas about no. Number of Yehuda shal Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua shall help him the derech. They're on the road. Stam shmuzing. This is shmuzing. Amalei. Yeah. Why do they say that the cheese from Akum is Asr? Because the cheese, of course, we're talking over here about the cheese is coming from a kosher animal. It's cow cheese, but how do they make it? They put it into the keva of a nevela. And therefore, it's going to absorb some of the Isr of nevela into the cheese. Even if it's cow nevela, yeah. Nevela is nevela.
So this is a separate Isr that would be a nevela from night.
Potentially, yes. Yeah, that will be in the Gemara. Yeah, this is a kashrus issue. Yeah, push the kashrus issue. Rennet. No. Yeah, you're not eating the stomach. You're eating cheese. It's just how the cheese was curdled. Yeah. The Ramaimid, yeah. Right. It's not my mushes there. I mean, he also didn't know. He didn't know that they did this factually. Umr Lai, yeah. It solidifies it.
Curdle.
Yeah. So Umr. So Umr Lai, if they, fine. So Umru, again. So he asked him, Umr Lai, Vala Keva Oila Chamur Mikavis Mizela. I, a cave of an Oila is even more Chamur. It's Kaidesh. And there, Rashi says, Sha Oila Surabano Mailimba, as opposed to Nevela, where you don't have either of those things. It's Mutterbano. La Kelav Sashlichun, I say, whatever. Or the Gera Sherba Sherefa. So, Omru Kayin Shadaita Yafa, and we say that if a Kayin is Daita Yafa, he doesn't mind eating something that's a little bit repulsive. Sarfa, or Sharfa Chaya, where he will swallow it. He'll swallow it raw. He'll go for the raw Kevas Nevela. Sorry, Kevas Oila, Hashem. Kevas Oila. He'll eat the Kevas Oila. Lehudulot. Aval Omru Ein Nanin Vle Mayalin. So, they didn't agree with that Lechatchila to do so, but Ein Nanin Vle Mayalin, meaning by the Keva.
What's the problem?
Are you correct? What's the problem? Right, so Rashi explains. The San Hachi Sharmi the right of Rabbanan the Gozruba. It's Xeris the Rabbanan on this. The Hachi Mashma, Lonenim the Rabbanan, the Nena in Bami'ila, Alma the Les Bami'ila, Shraina Hai Cholov, Hakonus, the Kela. So Oila, Kipir Shabi Almahu. The coin is drinking it. He has some juices, the enzymes in the stomach, in the Kela, and he's drinking it there. He's gulping it down. So why is he allowed to do? What's the problem? Because it's an oila.
Oh.
It's not. What are you doing? But the Rashi says over here because it's really nothing. It's really kipir shabi alma. It's like it's not part of the animal, right? Kipir, like wait, yeah. That's what he's asking. That's his kashas. You see that by the oila, it's really going to be mutter. It's only a drabanon. What's the drabanon? Because it's an oila. It's coming from an oila. So who has in? You should be able to put the cheese in the kevas nevela. It shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, but it's not coming, it doesn't have a status in the Nevela. It is a Maimon. Very good. But what is it? It's not part of the Nevela. And therefore, it should be Moser. So, Omar Lawyer, Omar Lawyer, okay, so he changed it. Omar Lawyer, alright, a different reason. Oh, we're back to Avodah Zarah issues. And that's the Krubis. And now Rashi explains the Shanas of the Krubis, Gemara's going to say he wants it to look bloated. He wants there to be this other stuff in there, so it's like that's part of the Avodah Zarah now. It looks healthier, it looks fuller, so it's better. So Amar Lai, in Cain, Lama Lai Asrubana. Oh, that's true, it should be Asrubana. And we only said it's Asr to eat it. He said, Mavnei Masru Gvinus Azikichavim, but it's only Asr Bachil and Avhana. So what's going on over here? So he sees Lodavar Acher, right? He changed the subject. Right, Rashi says, Lorotta Legalis Dover Habor. He didn't want to tell him the real reason. Amar Lai Yishmol, Hechatakara Kitovim Dodayach Miyayin. Dodach miyayin o kitovim what dodayach? What's the slush? It's a shayla. Right. First one is zocher, and the second one is mekev. Is it dodecha or is it dodayach? And what will be the difference? It's talking about Knesset Yisrael. It's talking right. Who's talking to whom? Is it Hakadosh Baruch Hu talking to Klai Yisrael? Klai Yisrael and Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the Shir Hashirim. On lo kitovim, which one did he go with?
Dodayach.
The Keva, right? Means it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu talking to the Klai Yisrael. On lo ain't a davar kain. Shrei chaver malamin alav l'reach shemanecha tovim. You see that it's Zachar. Okay, that's the side point. That he was just changing the subject. You know, really changed the subject. Got to share. That's the Gemara. I'll wait for the Gemara for this. Yeah, stay tuned. Okay, now back to the main subject over here, which is Yayin Etta. So it's Tam Yenim. Yayin Minolan. So Gemara asks Yayin Minolan. Again, it's not really asking Minolan on, I mean, it is asking on Tam Yenim, but really we're going to end up bringing Psukim for Yayin Etta. Which right again will be interesting if you hold like the Ran, so you'll have to say it's a little bit. It's not a stretch, but it's going to be. Why would I be concerned that a person is going to confuse Stam Yain with Yayin Nesef? Where do I know? How do I know Yayin Nesef Chaser Bahana? As opposed to saying if you hold this as an active chashash that someone's going to pour it Lavodah Zarah, so then this is much more straightforward. Yayin Minon. How do I know that Yayin Nesef, which is my chashash, is Chaser Bahana? Okay, so there's two ways to learn the Gemara based on the machlokes we had before.
Yes, again.
Meaning, is it that it's only a gzeir, like the Ran and the Ritzvah? It's only really a gzeira. I might come to confuse Stam Yenom and Yayin Esef. No, not that it changes what, but it's just what's the shaila? The shaila on the Gemara of Stam Yenom. No, about that, that's what I'm saying. Yayin Inol is going on Yayin Esef. It's straight up Yayin Esef. Wait, where's the Gemara coming from? We're talking Mishnah's Atum at Yayin Esef. Mishnah's talking about Stam Yenom. So how do we get to Yayin Esef? So if you learn like the Rishonim, that whole, because I have an active kashash, I'm really chayshish, the guy for Lavet Azar. It's a lot of sense, because I'm trying to figure out, is a kashash for Lavet Azar, and why is that on Sabana? Straightforward. So that's Taisus kashash. So that's Taisus kashash. Taisus is going to ask that. Taisus asks, yeah, right, yeah. Taisus asks, what's different? Zicha and Nesicha is different. But I'm just saying, according to the other Rishonim, it's a little bit less direct. Because really, I'm not chayshish. Really, the guy's never going to pour Lavet Azar and then give it to me. It's just that if I'm going to allow you to drink to be nene from Stam Yenom, you might come to be nene from Yayin Nesa. And why is that a problem? So Yayin Nom, either way you cut it. Yayin Nom, Omar Rabba Barabo. Omar Krasher, Chelu Tizchema Yochelu, Yitru Yayin Nesicham. This is the Pasuk in Hazinu. It seems to just be, again, it's not really a lot. It's just saying factually that Yayin is going to have the same status as the Zevach. Asher Zevach, Asher Chelu Tizchema Yochelu, Yitru Yayin Nesicham. Talking about the comparison over here between Yayin and Zevach. Ma Zevach, that's the Hekesh over here. Ma Zevach Asur Bahano, Av Yayin Ami Asur Bahano. And Zevach Huve Minolan. How do I know that a Zevach that was to Krivis Abad Azar is Asur Bahano? Yachsiv, Ayisim Du Lubal Pa'ar, Paskin Tehillim, Ayosim Zivchei Mason. And how do I, and now I see that there's a connection between the Krivis Abad Azar and Mace. Ma Mace Asur Bahano, Av Zevach Nami Asur Bahano. So again, I have a link over here, I have a chain a little bit. I have Yayin compared to Zevach. Zevach compared to Mace. And how do I know Mace is also Bahana? Oh, Mace Gufim, you know one? Asiya Sham Sham, Egla Rufa, Siv Haka, Batama Sham, Miriam, Nisa with the word Sham, Uksiv Hasan, Ba'arfu Sham, Eso Egla, Banakal, Malalan Asarana, Afkan Asarana. So again, where I have a chain of it, it really starts with Egla Rufa. But Hasan, you know, and how do I know Egla Rufa is also Bahana? Mirvianai, Kapara, Siv Baka Kachim. It says, Lashin Kapara says the status of Kachim. So basically, you have is, its starting point is Kachim. Kachim Zasar Bahana. Then you go to Egla Rufa as the status of Kachim. That's two. Then you go to the fact that there's a Gzer Shava Sham Sham to Misa. So Misa, a Mace is Asar Bahana. And Mace is in the same Pasuk as the Karevis Abad Azar. So that's Asar Bahana. And Karevis Abad Azar is the same Pasuk as Yayin. So now Yayin and that's also Asar Bahana. And if you Eger ask the basic Kashir, if you hold like the Rambam, so what's going on? Yayin Minol, how do I know Asar Bahana? What should be the most obvious Pasuk to bring? Straight, direct. The Rambam holds that you get Malkus for drinking Yayin Nesach from the Pasuk of being Nene from Yayin Nesach. You don't have to go into a whole chain. I'm learning it from Kutchim. I'm learning it from Rishvager's, but like a bomb cash on the Rambam. How does the Rambam learn this Gemara? According to the Rambam, just bring the straight Pasuk. The cash is on the Rambam. The Rambam learns that Yitzvak V'yotcha applies to the Krivitz of Arizor. According to the Ramban, it does not. It only talks about Avodah Zarah Mamash. This is not talking about Avodah Zarah Mamash, but about the Krivis Avodah Zarah. Shanat Gemara gets into the case of the vinegar, which we started off as wine. It was Biyad Yisrael. Then the guy went and purchased it as wine, and now it turned into vinegar. Pshita. The Gemara asks, of course, it's Aser. It was wine. It was Aser Bahana. The fact that it's vinegar now, why should that change? Mishram De'echmet, Pakalei Yisurei. The Gemara is so poshut to the Gemara, that it's not panim chadashos. I mean, that is not a chiddush according to the Gemara. The fact that it's turned into chaymet, if it started as wine, it's going to be usher. Turned into vinegar is meaningless. So the Gemara asks that it's a kasha. Shouldn't the ichmet kapakle yisurei? Some ravashi hasash meinan meaning anachamami. That would not be a chiddush. Hasash meinan comes to teach us chaymet shalonu. We have chaymet. We own chaymet. We own vinegar. We then give it to a akum. Biyad of the kichavim. He's watching it for me. I don't need a double seal, which we'll see what that is coming up in the Gemara's later. What exactly that is. What am I concerned about? It's vinegar. He's not pouring love at his or they don't do that. And the Imishim Echlufi, what's my other concern? He might switch it out and he'll give me something else, which was wine, right? Because he'll give me some of his wine that had turned into vinegar, which is usher. That's also not an issue. Even the Chaisim, since it's one Chaisim, Litarach Mizayev, so I would need only one Chaisim. So, I mean, how does this Mishnah teach that to me? The Mishnah is really just telling me they don't pour chaymet to Avodah Zarah. That's really the Mishnah's point. not Kiddush.
That
would have been the Tzad L'Hachmir. That would have been the Tzad L'Hachmir. I would have had a Chumrah to think that they pour Chumis L'Avad Izara. Kamashlo in the Mishnah, they do not pour Chumis L'Avad Izara. Meaning again, the Iker Mishnah of the Chiddush, the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is not what it does say, what it doesn't say. It's not the fact that it says that when I had wine that I gave to a guy, I sold it to him, and now it turns into vinegar, that's usher. That's of course usher. We asked Paka Ilay Surah, the Israel is going to be Paka, of course it's not. But rather the Chiddush is that the implication would be if he bought vinegar for me, then it's going to be Mutar Bahana, because it was vinegar to Mitzchila. Why would that be? Because they don't pour Chametz L'Avodah Zarah. Oh, they don't pour Chametz L'Avodah Zarah. I can now extrapolate from there. I can give him Chametz to watch for me, and I don't need a double seal. Because why would I need a double seal? He might come to pour it out. He's not going to do that.
It's Chametz by us, okay.
Yeah, it's not going to actually change. The question just is, in the Mishnah, whether or not they pour Chametz L'Avodah Zarah. And we're saying they do not. They do not. They're not Menasseh Chametz L'Avodah Zarah. Now in terms of the issue of Ein Panim, you're going to have to say that Ein Panim is not going to extend to the substance, L'char. Because we're going to have the Gemara later, you're going to have a Ein Panim. Well, we already had it. We had it, or we're going to have it. In order for something to have the status of the Kruz, it has to be Ein Panim. Now, what does that mean? It means the Avoida that you're going to do has to be Ein Panim. L'char, that's going to have to mean not the substance, though. Because we don't pour enough based on Migdash Chaim Club, right? You're never pouring Chaim. It's not something that's your Menasseh. But the implication over here is that there would have been a Havamina if the Minog is for them to pour vinegar, love it is Zara, then it would have been awesome.
Even though,
so it must be that is called Kain Panim, because the act of pouring is Kain Panim, even though the substance is not. Maybe that's partial.
So they do oranges?
Right. That becomes the minig now that they do oranges, love it is Zara, now oranges is going to be a problem. Now there's no Xeron on it, because there's no costumes with it. Our Bilah, Shaninu Yain Mevushal Shadakichavim Shem Chlasa Yain Asim. We have Yain Mevushal, so it's cooked wine ready. Now, when was it cooked? Rashi says Yain Bushel, five lines up in the Rashi, approximately Mashem Mitzlata Yain Yad Yitzchavim. Started off as wine in the hands of the guy, Ubishlo, and now the Jew went and cooked it, or the guy went and cooked it even. Also, Banam Mishem Chilasa, even the guy cooked it. Right? It would have to be cooked immediately. The Yain Bushel Kikom Mishem Mitzlata Yain, it started off as wine, Osir. It is going to be Osir, and the reason would be, again, because it started off as regular wine. Which, as we'll see later, it's very early on in the production that it becomes Sam Yenim. It's mamish, right? It goes right into the vat. It doesn't take a lot of fermenting.
It also
be. That'll depend. Yeah, you could drink it, right? You could. Yeah, you don't need to cook it. Yeah. It won't fit into the laws of. Right, because you don't need. It's the only thing you have to cook. Yeah. So again. So you have the Yain Bushel, it started off as Yain, and now we cooked it, so Pshita again, Mishrim de Ivshel, Pakalei Surah. So Amar of Ashi, Hasashmi'ina, and Yain Bushel, Shalanu, again, the same Vart. Is this come to teach us the same idea? Really, the whole Kiddush is that they don't pour it, love it, is Zara. Yain Bushel, Shalanu, Yadav Kechavim. You have Yain Bushel, that's the Yadav Kechavim. Ein Surah, Chos, Chosim. Again, Imishrim, in Suchila, Minaske, they don't pour it out. Yishrim, Chlufi, Kivin, Dika Chosim, Echad, Lo, Tarachim, Zayiv. So again, the idea is that you only need one chaisim in a case where the concern is that he's gonna switch it. If it's a concern that he's going to pour lavad azar, then you need two chaisim. Now again, this is another example where Rashi seems to say that it does not become usher bahana. If you look at the Rashi and Mevushal, he makes the point of saying that it does not become usher bahana. So Mr. Bahana, Ahas in the next Rashi, Ahas Minan, that it doesn't become usher as the Rashash again points out, Masha is still usher b'shia. Masha the Yamush was still the usher b'shia. Okay, that which makes a lot of sense really, because what's the reason you can't have the wine? Because wine is going to intoxicate you, and you're going to want to marry his daughter. Yain Mevushel also intoxicates. So it's the same issue. It should be the same issue. The Yain Mevushel should not help for that. So when we talk about Yain Mevushel, as we'll have to see, it's also not kosher how Yain Mevushel works. Why is Yain Mevushel going to be a heter? It seems like it's only a heter because he's not going to be menasech. But for chasnas, I'm saying for chas, according to Rashi, it would still be a problem. The Yain Mevushel should still be a problem to see it, as it would come out of it.
Even though
it's Mutar Bahana, it's still Asher B'Shtiyah. It should still be Asher B'Shtiyah. That's what Rashash wants to say,
Bichna Rashi. He's right.
No, because that they weren't Geizeron. They weren't Geizeron. They were only Geizeron wine, but this is wine. Yes, and they're right. We'll see the Gemara coming up. Yeah. Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.